Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ed Bush. Batting second. The right fielder, Ford Garrison. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting fourth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill McGee. Batting seventh. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Joe Burns. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Russ Christopher. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Russ Christopher. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Joe Hoover. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Chuck Hostetler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Richards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Newhouser. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal Newhouser. And now, play ball. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush strikes out. One out. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella hits a fly ball into right field. Hostetler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burns scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Christopher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes takes first base on ball four. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hayes moves to second. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell strikes out. Two outs. Joe Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a line drive into left field. Siebert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Christopher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Hostetler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hostetler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Higgins moves to second. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Higgins scores. Hostetler moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Richards. The throw from Hayes and he is out, Bush applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a fly ball into right field. Hostetler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-1 in the game. Bush hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 0-for-1 in the game. Garrison hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newhouser fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoover takes first base on ball 4. Newhouser moves to second. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayo bunts towards first. McGee scoops it up and throws to first, with Burns covering, for the out. Newhouser moves to third. Hoover moves to second. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Newhouser scores. Hoover scores. It's 3-0, Tigers. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0-for-1 in the game. Estilella hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Tigers. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hayes. The throw from Richards and he is out, Hoover applying the tag. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-1 in the game. McGee is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Siebert moves to second. Joe Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 1 in the game. Wakefield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Wakefield moves to second. Chuck Hostetler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hostetler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hostetler hits a fly ball into left field. Siebert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Richards hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Newhouser hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McGee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 1 in the game. Christopher strikes out. One out. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 2 in the game. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 0 for 2 in the game. Garrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bush moves to second. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Estalella hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bush scores. Garrison moves to second. It's 3-2, Tigers. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hayes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Siebert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Garrison scores. Estalella moves to second. It's Athletics, 3, Tigers, 3. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 2 in the game. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hoover strikes out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayo hits a fly ball into left field. Siebert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Christopher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kell for the out. One out. Joe Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 2 in the game. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins juggles the ball. That's an error on Higgins. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bush takes first base on ball 4. Christopher moves to second. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Garrison hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 2 in the game. York hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Tigers. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Higgins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Hostetler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hostetler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hostetler hits a fly ball into center field. Estalella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Richards hits a fly ball into right field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Estalella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hayes strikes out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Newhouser hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGee scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Newhouser for the out. One out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hoover hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 2 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGee scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mayo for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 3 in the game. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newhouser fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kell moves to second. Two outs. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-3 in the game. Christopher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Kramer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Estilella, who is chasing the ball. Kramer reaches third base with a triple. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Christopher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Garrison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Estilella hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garrison moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Garrison moves to third. Estilella moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a fly ball towards left. Wakefield catches it and throws to home to double up Garrison. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.